Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And no Craig again, unfortunately.
He's still in
Turkmenistan.
Still covering the... Is it the track cycling on the Asian Games, isn't
he's
it?
He's covering something. That's what he says. Although we did get an email to say that someone had logged into our Twitter from Turkmenistan. So at least we know he's probably alive, or the person who stole his laptop is alive. So that's the main thing. That's the main, as long as the bloke who stole Craig's laptop, if he's got like sort of like 3% football knowledge, we'll just have him on as a presenter after Craig's funeral.
I wish I could do an amazing Turkmenistan accent.
I've been wanting to try for about 3 weeks now, but I think it's,
what it sounds like. Yeah.
No, but it's definitely going to come across as racist. But we're here, the main two lads are here, to talk game week 5. It was game week 5, wasn't it? It was game week 5. Talk game week 5. Talk all your football, all your fantasy football. We're going to go through the league, people that scored well, people that didn't. And in part 2, we have a very special guest, presenter, broadcaster and journalist, Nicola McCarthy from Man City TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So amazing. We'll talk to her about football, about City, about fantasy football, because she's a really keen fantasy football player.
And no doubt.
Knows her onions, as they say.
No doubt some sort of condiment questions will come from Twitter.
There's always a condiment question, isn't there? Let's be honest. But yeah, let's cast our minds back to game week 5. Game week 5 started, it was Friday. It was a bloody early deadline. We argued for ages about what was it you went, it's an early kickoff. I was like, well, it's not an early kickoff. It's an early deadline. It's early because it's Friday.
You were saying it wasn't. You didn't say.
I said it's early because it's...
Someone said early deadline in between now and then, you've retrospectively.
I think that's what it is.
Early deadline.
It was an early deadline, fantasy football wise. Yes, it was Bournemouth 2, Brighton 1. Cast your minds back to Friday, which seems like bloody ages ago now. Defoe scores. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Little turncoat hobbit, as you like to call him.
Well, I think the main thing from this is Jordan Ibe finally did something. Christ.
2 assists for Ibe, yeah.
So I had him in my team. I saw him play a couple times. He looked all right. And I think I had him in my team last year. And he just never does anything.
Never does anything. And then he finally does. And you probably went, I've been waiting for you to bloody score.
I wish Jordan. I did.
Yeah.
Also, he's got a pretty good... So this year, he's played literally the second... Or like for half of every game.
Yeah, pretty much.
And done nothing. But then he's finally come good. Has he got subbed on at the end?
Well, you say come good. He's got 7 points. Yeah.
But he came on and got 2 assists.
Yeah. So if you are part of the, 0.6% that have Jordan Ibe, you're laughing. There was an assist for Groth slash Grob slash, we didn't know last week how to pronounce his name, but we have clarification, Ash. We have clarification because we got a little voice clip mere minutes after we released last week's podcast. So if you'd like to all take a listen to this, this is how you pronounce Mr. Gross's name.
Hi, gaffers. Gafferazzo. Just giving you a little bit of German education here, since I was born in the Vaterland. That big B actually represents 2 S's next to each other, because that is quite a common thing in the German language. So if you see that big B, it looks like a big capital B with a little bit of an extended vertical stick falling off it. That would be SS, but not the SS, because they are dangerous.
Thanks for explaining that, Dom.
There you go. That's Dummy Mons just explaining how to pronounce Gross. So, and people say that we're not an informative podcast.
That's true. But we wanted to know. But we said it was Pascal Gross, but we don't know what the double S is.
Well, no,
called.
I said.
What did he say?
I said Grob. He said, "Yeah, it's the double S."
Because I was because last week I was the B thing.
Oh, no one knows that. We're not bloody wizards or scientists. I don't know. That is a good point. Yeah, maybe we'll get another.
Hit us up. Get another voice clip. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, Gross. I brought him in.
Did you?
And yeah, I did. Yeah, it was one of my. God, do you know what? I've done so many transfers recently. We'll get to it. But I literally did my transfer for this week at 5 minutes past last week's deadline, because I didn't want to lose a load of money on Pogba. And then I realised there's midweek games, so I'm absolutely fucked, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving on to Saturday's games. Palace, 0. Southampton with the one.
Southampton.
0-1.
Palace are on a really good run of
yellow
cards, I guess.
just the five in that game for every
midfielder.
Pretty much. Obviously, Woy is in there. He's
turned it around. It's just like, bam, come in.
Smashed it.
And then they haven't conceded 20. They've just conceded
it's
one.
It's like a record-breaking thing, though. The amount of minutes without...
A goal.
Without a goal.
And they got some easy games coming up. Like.
Benteke's price has just dropped like you wouldn't believe.
Has it?
I had Scott Dan in, which is usually a fantastic pick.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's just been like 1 point, 2 points, 1 point, 2 points. Got rid of him a while ago.
He could. After the City, United, Chelsea, Newcastle. Oh, that's the whole top four, isn't it?
They've got to play City, United, Chelsea. And then Newcastle.
Two or four.
Yeah, so which is, yeah.
Then West Ham and Spurs. After that.
Oh, well, they'll dick West Ham, won't they? That's their first win. That's their first goal.
No, wait, mate.
That's after 1,000 minutes of football.
By then, we'll have taken Newcastle over. So on that game week, we'll switch over to being fourth. So they'll have to play the whole top five. After that, Scott Dan's price might have gone down to like...
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. And then they've got a nice little run for a bit.
He's only 0.7% picks.
Yeah, because he was always one of them. It's like Charlie Dan. He loves a goal and all this. But I don't think Roy's going to be able to sort it out. Bless him. I love little Roy. His little owl face. Yeah, bless him. But yeah, goal for Southampton from Davis. Decent points for Foster, if you got him, which I did. Thanks very much. Not bad. Not bad at all.
So I realised I...
Most of your good anecdotes start with, so I realised
that
I was naked in the middle of a forest. And I realised, hold on, this isn't home.
But there's quite a lot of players called Stevens or Davis or Stevens... Davis, Stevens, Davis.
Right.
And that, so I...
When you say quite a lot, probably... Two.
Well, who's the Tottenham defender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Davies, yeah.
Davies. The Southampton one.
Davis.
And isn't there a Tottenham player called Stephen Davis?
No, that's the Southampton one.
I think we should get some clearer name device.
Yeah. If your name's Davis, change it to Dragon.
Yeah.
Because it's cooler as well.
No, look, the only people who've got alternative names, right?
Yeah.
So if that all... If two people have got the same name. The only people who ever get nicknames is like Aguero.
Yeah. Who's got...
There's no other Aguero. So I think Stephen Davis should change his name.
To Stephen Dragon.
Well,
please.
Maybe...
If we can get that started, please.
Maybe just like Southampton Man or something.
Oh, Southampton Man. That's good, yeah. But then when he moves and changes and goes and plays for Birmingham, he's called Southampton Man.
What, Southampton dot midfield...
Yeah.
And then maybe a Southampton...
What was the point you were trying to make, Ash, about the players with the same names?
But there's a lot of players with the same...
Oh, was that it?
There's lots of players called Stephen and Davis this year.
Okay, excellent. That's another stat there. Fantastic stat. Huddersfield 1, Leicester 1. It's another Vardy goal. He's proven, as much as Leicester do seem that they are struggling. Vardy... Decent points.
I'm quite looking
at him because obviously I'm one of these, and we're going to get to it, but I'm one of these Kane owners who's like, there's only so much you can take, really, isn't there? With that money. And you think, if you've got Vardy and you're freeing up £3 million, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that is amazing. His price hasn't risen as well,
yeah,
has it?
And he scored, four goals so far? 1, 2, 3, in 5 games. So... You do the maths. That's nearly a goal a game, mate.
Nearly.
You know, come on. 11.2% picks. His price, I'm sure his price did rise, but then maybe it's fallen again. I don't know. Because he had a couple of games without scoring. But yeah, I mean, they've got a decent run. They've got Liverpool at home next, and Liverpool were leaking goals.
Yeah, his price did rise and came back down again.
Yeah,
right.
I like Vardy as an option.
Yeah, and they've got a pretty easy run as well coming up. It's quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I like the idea of that. And Huddersfield, I mean, still not doing too bad. Only, you know, if people did pile on with Huddersfield defenders, then they're probably, maybe starting to regret it now. I don't know if that's a sort of a thing of things to come. But, Deportois, he scored their goal in the net and all that. But, Ash, talking of Leicester... It's time for the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallers?
Deportois.
Freestyled it.
He's, it was fantastic. He's actually playing bloody football again.
What?
Yeah, he's playing for legendary Cosmic NY Mecht, apparently. Yeah, he's obviously played some kind of, charity game or something. There's, loads of photos of him playing with, a load of, I don't know if they're celebrities or what. If they are celebrities, they're probably Polish celebrities, and I haven't heard of them. But, yeah, at least we know he's got a ball between his bloody legs again, which is the main thing that I've been worried about. He's playing again. And we're still in our quest to get Wallace on as a guest. Maybe for that. Imagine if we could get him for the 100th episode, which is in about 3 weeks' time. I'd be so happy. I mean, I'm not even there. I'm breaking this news to the Gafferazzi out there. Yeah, unfortunately, I do have to go on holiday with my stepfather to our sex cabin again. So I will be doing that in a couple of weeks' time. And it's actually during our 100th episode, which is annoying.
Oh, God, it'd be so...
More annoying that when I booked the live podcast, that's not the 100th episode, but I forgot about pre-season, so...
Oh, but they don't count, shall we?
Yeah, it's
fine. It'd be so good if on the 100th episode...
We got Wallace on.
Wallace and
Tom Davis. Tom Davis keeps saying he's going to come on. He's like, yeah, boys, yeah, let me know, yeah. Oh, no, I'm definitely going to come on. And then he's like, oh, I'm filming late. We can just get them all on when I'm not there. I'm getting bummed by my stepdad. Imagine that.
Wallace. Fantastic. Tom Davis and Dummy Mons are all here, oiling each other up.
They're all in the studio, all drinking champagne. But yeah, so yeah, Wallace, he's currently playing. We're going to try and get a bit more info on that. But yeah, if you can get hold of Marcin Wesolowski.
No, what this... One of the people on his... Is this Instagram? Asked him a question. I really want to know it is.
It says something about Wesolowski, Juan Mata.
Are Juan Mata?
No, I think they're saying that the person in the picture looks a bit like Juan Mata.
I mean, it's pretty tenuous.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Or is he asking... It looks more like it's Wesolowski, am I Juan Mata?
Am I Juan Mata?
Like maybe it's someone who's like concussed.
Yeah, maybe. What's wrong with me? Am I Juan Mata?
Yes.
Who knows? Who knows? Only Marcin Wesolowski does. So get hold of him and get him on the bloody podcast. Liverpool 1, Burnley 1. Liverpool not looking convincing, but Salah is still proving his worth. Which was, have you got Salah? Ash, I've got him in a secret sausage. A lot of people have. Yeah, he's still getting those points in. Do you know what I mean? He's quite expensive now. He's one of the more expensive midfielders.
Well, he's 9.2.
9.2, see? Although, to be fair, as a Dele Alli owner myself...
They've really, fudged up the prices where they've put...
Mm. Well, Dele Alli really hasn't been. I've been thinking, if Kane's not scoring, but Dele Alli, and I'm looking and I'm like, he really hasn't. He scored a couple of times. He's not worth his price tag.
He's so expensive, considering that Salah and Mane are both, nine? Well, they started at it.
Yeah.
Maybe they've gone up now. And then Mkhitaryan and Pogba at 8 is madness.
Well, yeah, Mkhitaryan's now gone up to 8.5. I think his has been the highest price rise. Like, Hegazi has gone from, 4.9 to 4.5 to 4.9. Yeah. But Mkhitaryan's gone up a full 5 pips.
That is crazy.
5 pippage, yeah.
The old 5
pip. Arfield scored for Burnley, and in the little notes I've made, I've just put chubby because he looked quite chubby, which I was quite. No, it's that match of the day. I thought, I'll make a note of that. Chubby. Wrote that down. Wrote that one down. That's insight. Another team that are smashing it, Newcastle. Newcastle 2, Stoke 1. Lascelles.
Oh, we were talking about the sales.
Did we talk about him?
Yeah, and Atsu. Both of them.
Because I went chicken Atsu curry.
So we tipped Atsu right at the start of the season because it was only 5 mil, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then the sales is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite a lot of people have picked up on Richie as well.
Yeah, LaSalle's 2 goals in 2 games, and he's got 6, 15, and 8 points in the last 3 weeks, and he's 4.6 mil, 6.1% owned.
Is that LaSalle's?
Yeah, babes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, Atsu, 5 mil.
He's still 5
not,
mil.
Not bad points, really. But for 5 mil.
Exactly.
I mean, I had Matic on my bench for weeks, just getting constant three point weeks.
He's in the same price range as all those holding midfielders.
Yeah.
Except for he's a wing four or whatever.
I like the idea of Atsu. See, that's the thing. I could get rid of Dele Alli, right? Get in Atsu. I could get rid of Gabbiadini and get in Aguero.
Yes.
I've been thinking I just need a really cheap. I was like, fuck my midfield. Sound like the Orlando boys. Fuck the midfield. Fuck these cowards.
I think Matt Ritchie is actually cheaper than he was when it started.
Was he? Oh, he's gone down.
He's gone down a bit.
I think it's because he didn't get any points first few games and people sort of piled on like the hipster. That was the hipster pick when he said, no, I know about Matt Ritchie. Yeah. It's probably Craig. He got a couple of 1 point weeks. Yeah. And people go, nah.
So he's quite a good one. If you're doing a double swap and you want someone that's gone up a pip, you can do the old Pepper Pip.
What kind of shit is that?
Where you get in a player that's gone up a pip.
Yeah.
With someone that's gone down one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because quite a lot. Classic Pepper Pip Pip.
Yeah.
Yeah. People say we talk shit. Watford with a 0 score and City with the 6 scores. 6-0. It was the biggest game of the season. It was the first game on Match of the Day. Biggest game of the week, rather. Massive. Sergio Aguero.
Jeepers. He nearly got 4.
Very nearly. Well, yeah, he got the hat-trick. Otamendi scored. Sterling and Jesus. But obviously Sterling took the penalty. There was that little bit of indecisiveness. Like Guardiola wanted Aguero to take it. I'm sure Aguero owners are thinking, fuck me.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll have that. 4 goals. I think I saw on Twitter a couple of people triple captained him, I thought was quite brave because Watford had been doing all right. But, you know, fucking 6-0. They're looking good. They are looking really, really good. I'm sure we're going to talk about this with Nicola in the second section. I'm sure we'll cover City extensively. Obviously, she works on Man City TV. But I'm kind of at that point where I'm thinking, how have I forgotten about Sergio Aguero?
Because of the million megabucks. Oh, in fact, he's cheaper than Kane still, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
Oh, that is madness.
That is madness.
Oh, and he's cheaper than...
That's what I'm thinking.
And he's cheaper than Lukaku.
Mm.
So I was tempted to get
is
rid
he? No, he's not cheaper than Lukaku now.
He is.
Is he?
Is he not?
No, Lukaku. No.
No, Lukaku.
No, Lukaku's, 11.6, I believe. Yeah, 11.7 now, Lukaku.
And what's the grow?
11.3.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah. So you could swap out.
Right, okay, yeah.
So you could get rid of
so either of them. So I thought you were like saying that it was more expensive, yeah.
No, so you could get rid of either of them and get Aguero, Mantle. So the only problem.
Let's hope Nicola doesn't hear this before she agrees to come on the podcast.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't know
what they're fucking talking about.
The only thing, I suppose, is that Lukaku's still scoring good points.
Yeah,
but
consistently.
Definitely Kane is mental. Isn't
that
anything?
I know. As a Kane owner, I am getting to the end of my tether with him, really, because I think it's going to be that. It's going to be a 2 point week, a 10 point week, a 2 point week, a 10 point week. It's just going to be that, isn't it?
Always saying it. Don't, if someone's not performing, just get rid and get them back in when they are. Like, don't jump on the Hazard and Sanchez bus.
Mm.
Wait till they have a week and then get them in just before their price rises.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Aguero and Jesus both scoring good points again together. It's one of them things. There's a lot of sort of premium strikers now. You know, there's Aguero, Jesus, Kane, Lukaku, Morata as well. He's one of those expensive, you know. I've seen a lot of people wildcarding recently and they have that somehow they've managed to get Aguero, Kane, Lukaku or Morata, Kane, Jesus or something like that. And I just think you do need to compromise your midfield. But at the moment, you know, midfielders that are expensive aren't really providing.
So it's normally the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I'm thinking, I might bin off Dele Alli, get in someone really cheap, and then because I've had Gabby Adini since the start of the season, he scored once. This fucking really nice run of Southampton fixtures I was banging on about for ages just hasn't come to fruition. If you don't mind me saying. So load of shite. But yes, your boys played with Ash 0-0 West Brom West Ham. The West.
Game of the week, as always.
The West. Is that called anything, that game? West Brom, West Ham?
Yeah.
The Wests? The sort of West.
The
derby.
West squared, yeah.
The West, yeah, something like that.
I think it was. Or
the Fred West Invitational. Something like that.
Let me call that. I think it was immediately erased from history.
Mm. So Hagazi. I brought in Neom from West Brom rather than Hagazi because I thought I'd be a little bit different. He's only scored a couple of points less than Hagazi, but obviously Neom got 1 point and Hagazi got the clean sheets, unfortunately. So yeah, Hagazi's still looking like a decent shout. If he can pull out a clean sheet. And he's still not even 5 mil. He's still not as much as someone like Scott Dan. Do you know what I mean?
So
and he's still pulling out clean sheets and the odd goal. So yeah.
Cresswell is someone I picked up off the waiver wire.
Yeah.
For my draft team.
Oh yeah.
He Cresswell. So he got
Cressers.
A clean sheet and 3 bonus points.
Mm.
I think he's going to do well for
he
us.
Was always a decent pick a couple of seasons ago. He got like a red on the first game of this. Oh no, it was like his first game back after injury last season.
Yeah.
And I was just going to get him in and then he like booted someone in the fucking nuts or something. Got sent off. But yeah, he was always a not a bad shout, Cresswell. So maybe that's, yeah, potentially one to keep an eye.
There's a 5 million defender. He got 6 and 9 in his last 2 games.
5 mil. If you can't really look beyond Hegazi. He says after quite literally looking on beyond Hegazi for his transfer last week. Trying to be clever. Yeah, so 0-0 there. Another 0-0, as we said, Spurs, Swansea. No points for Kane or Captain Kane. I must say, I did Captain Kane.
I did something quite clever, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I think, I don't know if it'll play out next week, but at least for 1 week. So everyone was going on about the other Davis.
Which one?
Ben Davis.
Oh, yeah, BD.
For Spurs, whose price was going up. But they've got, but Trippier's price has gone down.
Yeah.
And he always looks like a threat for me. So I got Trippier at 5.4 mil.
Okay.
Instead of...
Davis at for what, 5.6?
Yeah. So I saved 2 pips.
And what happened?
Davis got benched and Trippier played. Davis got benched,
yeah, absolutely. Because he was, Davis was the captain in my secret sausage team last week.
Oh!
That's what you do with a secret sausage, a highly illegal secret sausage. Yeah, I thought, oh, that's a great shout. A definite clean sheet. And I was right about the clean sheet. I just wasn't right about Davis.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were tweeting us angry on Saturday about that. Yeah, that was a shame. But yeah, Trippier was one of the highest picked pre-season players.
Yeah.
Trippier.
I think the problem is they've signed another fullback. I can never remember how you pronounce his name.
And you're asking me?
Oh, yeah.
Aurier?
Aurier, yeah.
Yeah,
Aurier. And so he played in the Champions League during the week.
Oh, he
really
did,
yes. Good.
Yeah. Well, fuck me, Tottenham did well in that game.
Yes. See that, so I think everybody, did you see the mega dummy he did?
Yeah, I did it. Dived
under the ball.
Yeah.
So everyone thought he was going to play. Mm. So I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a Trippier thing. But then
great shout.
Yeah, but so I don't know if they'll rotate. It's the same with Yoshida.
Yeah.
He's now a mega rotation risk.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Another 0-0. Chelsea-Arsenal. I watched this at the Boozer with Kidney Rob.
Of course they did.
Bloody lads. Yeah. Pint. Pint for me. Several pints for me. Just a Diet Coke for him. Kidney Rob. It was 0-0. And I tell you what, I thought we had them. We had them rattled. They were just falling to pieces. They just, every pass they were doing,
Oh, really?
We had them really rattled. They just couldn't string anything together. I mean, we looked all right. And we should have scored. If we'd have scored before half-time, it would have changed the whole thing. But we let them regroup a little bit. And obviously, we had the disallowed goal. And I might have just a little bit, really, really, really celebrated for ages on my own in a packed pub in front of the telly, just going, just shouting so loudly because fuck me, it was a late flag. Like, I mean, there was a lot of people, not in the pub though, they'd obviously seen it. And I'm just in front of the TV, just going, yes, just for ages. And I just turn around, and everyone's looking at me, and then someone started going, oh, you prick. So I was absolutely furious. To be fair, going into it, I said 3-1 Chelsea, so I should really be happy with 0-0. But it's one of them where I watched the game and I was like, fuck me, we should have had that. Ramsey hit the post, the cassette. He missed a bit of a sitter. Yeah.
I think everyone was quite annoying. Big on Chelsea for that, weren't they?
But
Arsenal did control from, I saw it, but classic thing, you know, where you go to a pub
and it's in the background and you're too busy playing goblin board games. Nightmare.
Well, you go to a pub, they're showing the football, everyone in there's watching the football.
Yeah.
And they haven't got the sound on.
Oh, I fucking hate that. Why would you do that? Why would you, what was on instead? The jukebox or some shit.
Yeah. And then
so
we went to another pub for the Man United game. That's just disgraceful behaviour, isn't it?
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
But I got good points for what's his tits, Alonso. So quite happy with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the final game. So it was Manchester United 4, Everton 0. Everton's terrible run of conceding goals continues. Manchester United still on fire. They haven't got Pogba, but they're still scoring. Valencia, Martial, Mkhitaryan, who lot of people brought in to replace Pogba.
I captained.
Did you? Oh, yes, you did. I did see. Yeah. Very good. And then Lukaku again.
Yeah.
Still Lukaku, still scoring. An assist for Matic, a bit annoying after he sat on my bench. Well, not my bench, but just sat there, just knocking up 3 points every week. 3 points, gets a little assist. Yeah, I mean, they are looking really good, United. A little slip up. What was it, Stoke last week, 2-0? But, yeah, still looking good. I mean, you've got to have them. You know, like I said, I made some changes very, very early. We'll go on to that. But, yeah, you've got to have a couple of United players in your team, let's be honest.
The fixtures are starting to get a bit rough, like up and down.
A bit rougher, but, you know, like you're looking at a red fixture there, Liverpool. I mean, is anyone that bothered about Liverpool at the moment? I think that's probably before Mane comes back as well.
If that's before Mane and Pogba comes back, that's a different game.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Could be very interesting. But yes, that is the rundown of what happened. The big scorers, the non-scorers. Let's do some bloody positions. Let's do the top 10 in the Gaffer Tapes League. You can still join the Gaffer Tapes League, our FPL League. With the pin 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join. Let's do the bloody top 10. This is always tenuous.
Should I do?
Go for it, yeah.
This will be the worst ever.
All right.
Right. So in 10th, we've got Fleeto, Grant Murphy. Number 9, Jacqueline Hyde, Scott. Fritzl Palace has dropped down to 8th.
He's dropped down to 8th. He was the manager of the month for August. And we sent him a t-shirt. We sent him a No Click Wanker t-shirt. An official Gaffer Tapes No Click Wanker t-shirt.
Prizes.
Which should be available from our merch store soon. But yeah, we sent him that.
For 20 Fedora Fanatics, we'll see.
Go on, good luck, mate. Good luck. That's written in Arabic.
Yeah, so someone's in 6th.
Someone in 6th. No, Khaled Liocchi.
Yep.
In 6th.
Cliff Pallett, long
Clifty. Stephen Clift has arisen like the proverbial salmon. Clift's middling 11. It was Clifty's mediocre 11, so I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, number 5.
That's good.
Good lad.
Nick Henry in 4th, non-mover. David Cooper, 3rd. Then new in at number 2.
Twins United.
Twins United, Wilson
Edmundson.
Yeah, 91 point week.
Massive.
Too bad. Huge. And then still at the top, Mohamed Al-Mamoun.
Yes. And we actually have an email from him, which we're going to do in part 3, I believe. But talking of that table, we got an email from Stephen Edmundson, who is in at 2nd.
Oh,
what?
I thought it was Wilson Edmundson.
Well, there we go. Wow. There's a reason behind that. He said, "Hi, chaps. My secret sausage team has found its way to 2nd in your league. I therefore would like to swap my sausage. Is this okay? Keep up the good work. Cheers, Steve." So Stephen Edmundson is, in fact, Wilsam Edmundson in 2nd in the Gaffer Tapes League with Twins United. 91-point week. He's had a belting week. And his secret sausage has risen. How do we feel about that? He's literally asking permission. Can I have a sausage swap? In fact, that is the name of the email, I believe. Sausage swap.
I wish I'd read that before I reported him to the Premier League.
No. Yeah. Because he says good work. He says keep up the good work.
Yeah, not even the Premier League football.
Not fantasy football. Not FPL. Just actual Premier League. He's got Sepp Blatter coming knocking on his door any minute.
I reported you to FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA in on it.
Part of the corruption investigation.
Well, no. Do you know what? Do you know why we won't officially allow it? It's because, obviously, your name is different on there. You know?
Struck off.
You know? Your name's not... If you go out and change your name, your real name, your God-given name, to Wilsam Edmundson... Then we'll think about it. And I want to see a photograph of the birth certificate and the judge signing it. And if you do that, then we'll think about it. Otherwise, no. Surely not. But then I'm saying that my secret sauce is doing pretty well. And it's under my son's name, so, you know, a bit clumsy. Yeah. We'll see when we get to it. Let's very quickly, before we just go, we'll do our positions. Ash, I was the daddy of G-Wing last week. You are now the daddy of G-Wing. You've risen. 66-point week. You are 162nd in the Gaffer Tapes League. Three click wanker.
I A couple of weeks ago, I transferred out Aguero.
Did you?
Imagine
if you still had imagine him. Imagine that. Oh. Me, Big T-Dog, 353rd. I had a 50-point week. After Friday, I was 90th in the Gaffer Tapes League. One click wanking.
I've had loads of people say that.
One click wanking.
One of the patrons said, oh, I'm like second in the week on Friday night. Yeah, but if all your players
were second in the week,
second in the league,
yeah.
But if all your players are playing in that one game,
no, I just had
it means nothing.
Just that gross.
It means nothing.
But yeah, 353rd. I'm seven click wanker. 50-point week. Someone else with a 50-point week was little Craigie Hazel, who wildcarded from Turkmenistan. Crazy guy. Wildcarded from Turkmenistan. Didn't help him. He got the same points as me, and he's 981st in the Gaffer Tapes League. He's a 19 click wanker. Which is huge. Dominic Monaghan, we heard from him a moment ago. 63rd! Smashing it. One click wanking.
Wow.
One click wanker, Dominic Monaghan. Asmir Begovic, my very best friend, 462nd in the Gaffer Tapes League, nine click wanker. Marcel Somerville from the Blazing Squad and Love Island, 1446th in the Gaffer Tapes League, 28 click wanker. Unbelievable.
Before we get into Radio's second biggest feature,
yeah,
manager of the month currently,
oh, okay,
is Daniel Metcalf. Metcalf, obviously
Metcalf,
who's got 98 points this week. He's got 160 for the month.
Strong.
Big shout out to the person who's 10th in the running for manager of the month for September,
mm-hmm.
William Kelly, whose name is just a little picture of a fish.
Oh.
I really like that. Excellent. Well done.
Informative.
Yeah.
Really nice. Maybe it's a salmon. Maybe that's what it is. Oh. It's time for the rising of the salmon.
Yeah.
And talking of rising like a salmon, it's time for the second biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 794th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 862nd. In the Gaffer Tapes League. You won't believe this. It swapped again. Tom Davis from Murder and Successville is now above Tom Davis not from Murder and Successville. And there's 3 points in it. 256 plays 253. Can you believe it? This is intense. Last season, it was just Tom Davis not from Murder and Successville just ahead of the whole time. But now it's flip-flopping either way. It's brilliant. Really enjoying this.
It's good to see them actually battling it out.
Yeah, I'm loving it. But yes, thus concludes the first part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. In part two, we will be talking to Nicola McCarthy, and it's going to be a fantastic interview. We're really, really looking forward to that. Really lucky to have her on. We're going to be talking football, fantasy football, Man City. There's probably, like we say, there's probably going to be condiment talk. But yes, we will be back with Nicola in part two in a moment. Hello and welcome back to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash. There's still no Craig, but in his place, someone much better, someone much more qualified to talk about football. It's broadcaster, journalist and, most importantly, fantasy football player. It's Nicola McCarthy.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you, Gaffers?
Yeah, very good. Very happy to be here with you on the line, Skyping through. It's lovely to have someone here. Obviously, Craig's in Turkmenistan, so you sort of subbed in for Craig at the moment. We mentioned broadcaster, journalist, fantasy football player. As much as, you know, we talk nonsense a lot of the time on the podcast, we are a fantasy football podcast. So, first of all, how's your season going as a fantasy football manager?
Well, not great, but not the worst, to be honest, guys. Not as well as I would have hoped. But not the worst. So last week I missed the deadline.
The dreaded Friday deadline. Yeah. Classic, so usually we rip the piss out of everyone on Twitter that forgets it. You sort of wait, and then at about 7:05 you go, haha, who forgot then? And there's, hundreds and hundreds of people, yeah.
Exactly. So I got the 2-hour notification. So I thought, loads of time. And as per 5 minutes before the deadline, I still hadn't done my changes.
Okay.
So went in and had a complete panic. And you know when your brain just stops, you don't know what to do. So that happened. And yeah, so... yeah, so that was great because I had Pogba and I had Mane, so both didn't play. So yeah, we're...
oh, that's not good.
Anyway, having said that, I still got above the average.
Did you? Well, that's the main thing.
Yeah. I got 69. How did you do last week?
Oh, that's much better than
69.
Me.
69?
That's really good. What are you talking about with Pogba and Mane? Jesus.
What?
No, that's really... I got like 50 points and I was quite happy with that. I really struggled. Yeah, that's... yeah, it'd be quite interesting to see where you'd be in our league then if that's sort of... if you're thinking, you know, it's not bad above average. Yeah, that is pretty good, 69 points. But
well, we'll see. I'm trying to find my overall score here, but I can't actually find it. Just
because
to see, Robbie.
That's the thing, because obviously there was some midweek games. People did their transfers before. Pogba then got injured. I was one of those people that did their transfers before, and then I've got Pogba on the bench. So at about 7:05, probably when Nicola was realising, shit, I haven't sorted my team.
Yeah.
I actually did my transfers for this week.
Transferred him back out again?
Yeah. Transfer him in. No, he was in there, but he'd gone red. He's as good as done. Yeah, so he was straight out the side. So I made my transfers very, very early for this week. I'm just hoping no one else gets injured.
So you got in. You made your transfers 5 minutes after the deadline
for this week. I'd done them by 5:05 only because I didn't want Pogba's price to drop so much.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because he went a little bit yellow, people thinking he'll probably be all right. Then he's gone orange, people thinking maybe he'll bounce back from this. Once you're red, that's it, you're done.
And, that's it.
Yeah, no.
It's over.
He'd gone red.
Who have you got in the rest of your team then? What does it look like generally?
Yeah.
My team?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Where did your 69 points come from?
Yeah.
I mean, it must be someone who works for Man City TV. It's got to be, you know, you've got to have a lot of City players this weekend because City obviously had a belter winning 6-0 and there's a lot of goals from Aguero and the like. So I'm assuming it's going to be City heavy.
Oh, is it really, really bad if it's not? Is that bad?
Well, it'd be impressive.
Is it? I was going to say it's more impressive if it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't bought anyone that's over 4 mil and I've got 69 points.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
right, I'll take you through it. Joe Hart, David Luiz, Alderweireld, never pronounced his name properly, Vertonghen, Dele Alli, Kante, Pogba, Matic, Chicharito, Lukaku and Vardy.
So Chicharito, Lukaku and Vardy up front. Oh, well, who did you captain this week?
Captain Lukaku.
Oh, that'll do it, yeah.
So, yeah. So Sergio's getting drafted in this week, that's for sure. Although,
Of sort of unorthodox picks there. Like Kante, you said. That's one that's always a bit funny because obviously such a defensive midfielder. Never really gets the point. I know he scored like last weekend, didn't he? Not this.
Yeah, he got like 10 points against Leicester, I think.
Which is pretty good.
Decent, but yeah, apart from that, it's a bit average. I think it was a money situation, because I have Mane, but Mane obviously didn't play.
Yeah.
So Kante came off the bench.
The one problem with City players is their squad's so massive. You've got like the inside
this
track.
Exactly it.
Yeah, you could be like, right, who's playing, who's not playing? Let's get him in. It's like, I'd just be watching your team to see who you're picking and going, right, okay, I'm going to avoid that geezer. I'm going to get him in.
If I was you, I'd be like running around my iPhone following Delillo around the pitch. That round training. Does he look like he's going to play?
I had KDB, and I don't know. I think when Pogba started to, you know, hit a bit of form, I think he got like 15 points. And I thought, I'll get Pogba. And... not KDB. So KDB was there, but I love that man.
I love him.
Well, because he's played really well, like in terms of Man City, but it's not really been reflected in his fantasy score, has it?
Yeah, it started to now. Like a lot of people got rid of him. He was 10 mil. It's gone down to 9.9 now. And everyone, the week that he scored really big, everyone was tweeting us going, why the fuck did I get rid of him? What's going wrong?
Yeah, I know. Well, I did the same. So... Mm. Yeah, I think it's time for KDB to get back in there, to be honest. And, you know, he's just an absolute joy, that boy.
I mean, how people haven't got... I mean, I'm saying this and I'm thinking I haven't got any City players in my team. But I was just about to say, how have people not got City players when they're coming off a 6-0 win a couple of weeks ago, 5-0 win? It's ridiculous.
I think, as you say, I think it's the rotation issue. I think people are just a bit uncertain if they're, you know, who's going to play, what the formation's going to be. You know, will it be Aguero and Jesus or just Aguero? Or will Sané play? You know, will he come off the bench and score two?
Well, one of the little notes I had written down, because I make notes because we're an award-winning football podcast, is I said... One of the notes I wrote was...
Did you win an award?
You did, actually. It's funny, that, isn't it? Thanks for mentioning. Yeah. Wow. But do you know what? I think this might be the first time we've mentioned it on the podcast, actually, in 3 years. One of the notes I said was, is the town big enough for both Aguero and Jesus?
It's interesting.
Because they're both getting fantasy football points. They're both playing. You know, they're both scoring. And I can't remember, was it this week or was it the other week where Aguero was basically one-on-one with the keeper and he just squared it across to Jesus?
Yeah.
That was last week, wasn't it?
I think if they can
play together, it's amazing.
Yeah, listen, if those two play together and if Aguero stays fit and Jesus is just an incredible talent, I mean, there's just goals galore there, really. And as you say, they seem to be reading each other pretty well when they're on the pitch already. But that team, I mean, that squad, it's just ridiculous. It's, you know, I don't know, where do you start? It's just an incredible squad. I think what they've done this season, what Pep has done, the players they brought in, you know, when you can bring Leroy Sané off the bench and he scores two against Liverpool, you know, it's just incredible. Fernandinho, he's another one. What an underrated. I mean, I've had the privilege, I guess, of watching City week in, week out for almost 6 years. And, you know, Fernandinho is just an exceptional footballer. You know, it just goes unnoticed how good he is.
Yeah. That is definitely something you notice when you see a live game. You realise this player is unbelievable because you're watching them off the ball so much. You see the work that they do. It's incredible.
Yeah. You know, exactly. But again, not really reflected in his points.
No, it's always the way. Like we were saying about like Kante or Matic or someone. Great players, but
same for ages. There should be in the FPL game. There should be a holding midfielder role that you can play.
Yes,
slightly different. It's more like a defender or something.
Yeah, that'd be
That's a good idea. The Makalele role.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was talking to my brother at the weekend about how few people there are that are good defensive midfielders that literally people still call it the Makalele role because there's like Kante and Makalele and that's like it. And there's others that play it now.
Yeah, but Kante's like so the epitome of it really, isn't it? It'll probably be known as the Kante role in a few years.
Yeah, exactly.
But
the ground Fernandinho covers is incredible. Yeah. And Yaya used to cover a lot of ground in his day, actually.
Like a few seasons ago, he was the fantasy football pick. You had to have him in your team. And then obviously when he went off the ball, he wasn't getting played. I don't know if there was sort of a bit of, you know, backstage stuff going on there, you know, a few seasons ago. You'd probably be the person to answer that, but you probably won't. That's fine.
That was that thing when Nicola forgot to buy him his birthday cake.
Is that what it was? Was it your fault? Was the whole birthday cake gate your fault? Damn it.
Oh, have you not seen my Twitter?
We have, actually. We have been looking at your Twitter.
You should have a look. Look and see if you can find a birthday cake in my Twitter media images. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm definitely going to do that. Talking of your Twitter, I was looking through, and it is just like just a string of videos and photos of you and Aguero, you and like Yaya Toure. There's loads of them. We have a mutual friend, Ryan at Fantasy Yamar.
Yes, we do.
He did say to ask you about the Fabian Delph thing.
I thought that was what you were going to say.
And just before we got on and Skyped with you earlier, me and Ash had a little look at that, and that is amazing.
No,
it's pretty harsh, isn't it?
It's harsh, but listen, it is. It was one of those where, oh my goodness, I was absolutely mortified.
Really? I can imagine. I was mortified for you, but I still knew it was a joke. I was like, bless you, that looks like...
Man. And you know, it's funny because the day, obviously it was April Fool's, 1st of April, so the day that it happened, a few weeks previous to that, you know, we'd been kind of trying to speak to Fabian. But, you know, it's difficult when players are injured. It's very difficult for them to sit down and have an interview because, you know, it's a very hard time for them. So anyway, we kind of...
Well, I thought you meant like if they'd like injured their buttocks or something. They're like, it's very difficult for them to sit down and have an interview. Sometimes they need to stand up and have an interview.
Very literally.
Very difficult to find a comfortable enough pillow.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Cushion. But anyway, no. So, you know, so anyway, this was going on. And, you know, I love Fabian. He's an absolute legend. He is such a good guy. So anyway, I'm there and I'm going, oh, this in the office before, you don't really see a lot of the build-up. And I'm saying, oh, we need to ask him about his injury. But, you know, they were saying, oh, no, we can't. And I'm like, well, we can't interview Fabian, not ask him about his injury. Otherwise, there's really no point in doing the interview because, you know, we just need an update as to where he's at. And anyway, and I said to Fabian before we sat down, I said, listen, we're going to ask you about your injury. Just whatever you want to say on it is fine. You don't have to reveal too much, yada, yada. He said, yeah, Nick, no worries. So that was all happening. And then, obviously, they set him up to say that. So my good friend, who's actually just moved on from City TV, Paul Sutcliffe, had the idea driving in his car on the way to work that morning. So they set up, obviously. But Fabian and I, you know, we get on really well. And, you know, he'd been saying to him and Gail Clichy are very good friends. And I'd be close to Gail as well. And they were saying, Gail was saying, no, you can't do it to Nick. And he was like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then Gail was like, no, I'm not letting you do it. I'm not letting you do it. Anyway, he did it. So, you know, he felt really bad. But listen, it was genius. Like, it was genius. Don't get me wrong. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And Paul Sutcliffe, such a talented producer. He kind of, you know, did it really, really well. Like, it was fun. It was funny. But like, even his wife was, he was texting me that night saying his wife was going, I can't believe you did that to that poor girl, you know.
Brilliant.
But I will get him back.
Yeah, definitely getting back. Definitely.
Don't worry. It didn't happen this year, but I'm thinking this April there's got to be something
next
I can.
April coming,
don't tell him this.
Maybe this. Work on something with us. You know, we could maybe sort of tag team him. We could get involved with Delph. When you talk about Delph, then I just remembered a couple of. This is like a little backstage gaffer stat for you. A couple of months ago, we were talking about him, and one of us referred to him as Delphinoir Potatoes. So I don't know if you just want to like make that sort of like a little nickname. I think that was all I was thinking about. I was like, oh, what was it? It was Delphinoir Potatoes, and I was like, brilliant, that's great. So if you could get that sort of working, that'd be really good. Nicola, we're going to do some social media questions for you, if that's all right. We've asked our followers. We had a few on Facebook. I think we're just going to read one, because the thing with some of our followers and listeners is they are a little bit mental, some of them. So, we're sort of limited. So we just do a little...
We all find each other. That's okay.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We've all got it in us.
Yeah, and I don't know if you are familiar with this, Nicola, but in our Facebook section, we do have a little jingle, which brings it in, that goes a little bit like this.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes.
And that is one of our listeners made that, so that's what you're up against. We got a question from James Edrup. James Edrup on Facebook. He says, early signs are leading toward a red side of Manchester against the blue side of Manchester for the league. City looks devastating against Watford. Is he saying...
He's saying, who do you think is going to win the
league? He's basically saying, yeah, which was one of...
Red or blue.
Again, another one of the things that I made on my award-winning piece of paper to ask you. Do you think it's going to be City season?
Oof. It's going back to Manchester. I've no doubt about that.
It's one of the two.
The league is going to Manchester. Yeah. I definitely believe that. Whether it's City or United... I think it's really, really tough to call, if I'm honest. I mean, both teams have the quality. Both teams have the star players, you know, who can perform, you know, in the big games. Both have got a depth of squad. Both have got great managers. It's a really tough one. I mean, you know, I watched United yesterday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Mm. And, you know,
They're looking really good.
They're really strong in all areas. I think United probably have the better defence.
Yeah.
If I'm really honest, or the defence that's playing, you know, probably more experienced and, you know, playing together for the most part. Going forward, you know, City can be just devastating, as we saw against Liverpool. And the depth of squad, as I said earlier, you know, bringing Leroy Sané off the bench and scoring twice, you know, to have that in your armoury is just incredible. Yeah. So, but then you look at United scoring, what, three in however many minutes on Sunday against Everton. So, I think it's really, really tough. But I'm just going to put myself on the line here and say City will just edge it.
I think City, I suppose, have got the advantage. So they've got their squad more resilient, isn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe overall City's squad has just a little more depth to it that, you know, well, you've already got a Vinny Company injury, for example, which is tough. Otamendi obviously scored.
Great FPL pick.
FPL pick. Absolutely. You've got obviously, you know, Valencia for United, for example, is always a good pick too, but I don't know. I mean, oh gosh, now that I'm saying it, I don't know. It's really difficult, but maybe City will just edge it.
I feel the same. I feel if someone gave me £1,000 in my hand, I'd say, and said put it on City or United, I think I'd feel a little bit safer putting it on City, maybe.
But, I know, but listen, it's coming back to Manchester. I do believe that for sure. Yeah.
You're not worried about that pretty big bid from Arsenal coming in, the title challenge there?
The big North London, the main bloody team.
Yeah, that's a really good player this year.
Well, actually, there was a lot of talk, obviously, with the Sanchez thing, like sort of last couple of days of the transfer window. There was talk about Aguero over to Arsenal. Yeah, there was talks about Sterling was getting involved. Somehow he was like a pawn in this sort of Arsenal getting rid of Sanchez and City picking him up thing. Did you hear anything about that, Nicola, at all?
Well, Pep came out and said Raheem was going absolutely nowhere. And I have to say, I think that was the case. You know, I think Raheem, Pep has almost been the best thing that's happened to Raheem Sterling, in my opinion. I think he's, you know, been, his confidence has just, you know, massively increased. We all know what he's capable of. I think Pep really likes him.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he can do really good things at City. And I'll be honest, I don't think he was ever going anywhere. But it's amazing how these things can get. I mean, I've seen things in the press, and only because I do have, you know, I do work with City. It's like, gosh, you know, obviously you would never reveal anything or say anything, but you know, you do see some things and think, gosh, where does that come from?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Sanchez is an incredible player.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I don't know, things can just get, you know, a bit out of hand, I suppose.
And I mean, as an Arsenal fan myself, I mean, that the fact that we didn't let Sanchez go and he can go on the free next summer is
the worst bit
of business.
I think it's a really good
And we had this conversation, you were like, it's a good bit of business, like that he can go for free when we could sell him for about 80 million. And he doesn't want to fucking be there.
He does. He's good.
Let's not argue in front of Nicola. Ash, please. Talking of Pep, we had a tweet from Jack Saunders. He said, if City don't win anything this year, is it time for Pep to go? If not, do you think the owners will want change anyway?
Oh.
What do you think, Nicola? Do you think that... I don't think that's the case, surely, if they finish second this year.
Can't imagine it, can they?
Yeah.
No, listen, I mean, I am not, you know, in control of City, but I mean, if it were me...
Hang on, sorry, you're not in control of City. We got you on because you were the chairman of Man City. That's...
Can we just make that clear? Cool. A lot of people get me confused with Khaldun Al-Mubarak, so we'll just make that clear that, you know, that is definitely not me. If it were me, listen, I can only speak, but... You know, you've got one of the best managers in the world. He's building a fantastic squad. You've got a fantastic club who are right behind you.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know. I mean, I would pose the question, who would take over?
Yeah.
You know? And it's when you go, well, actually, you know, who? Listen, I'm not saying, obviously, there'll be a successor at some point, but I think, you know, I don't know. I'm a bit of a traditionalist in that I think you give managers a chance.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to be one of those clubs that starts getting... through managers like ridiculous, you know, like some of them do.
Yeah, and I know it's hard. I know, listen, the level of competition's probably the highest it's ever been. You know, I did a Q&A last week with Mike Summerby, Paul Dickoff, and Brian Mortwood from City. And, you know, everyone was of the same kind of opinion that, you know, the league's at its kind of peak in terms of how competitive it is, how fast the game is played, yada, yada. So, listen, I do know that, you know, it's tough to, you know, to stay that competitive. But listen, it's Pep Guardiola. He's got a fantastic team. He's got an incredible support from the owners of City. You know, I always think this, the fans are very, very fortunate to have such fantastic owners. And I think if he doesn't win the league, I don't listen. You know, Champions League progression would also be great. But, you know, I think, you know, you give him at least the 3 years. That's my opinion. But,
Definitely.
You know.
Well, I've got two alternatives.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Here we go. Actually good.
Are they both former West Ham managers?
No, it should be though. I think they should give Redknapp a chance.
Big Sam.
But, no, what do we think is the most likely?
Mm-hmm.
One, Pep takes over, dual manager, takes over as Arsenal manager as well.
As well?
Like, gets rid of Wenger and then he's the manager of both clubs.
Right, okay.
He's obviously going to manage Arsenal better in his spare time than Wenger does.
Okay.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Or what about if Vincent Kompany goes to Arsenal as player manager?
Right, neither of them would ever happen in a million years because
Vincent Kompany player manager is a good shout.
Because it's not the 1990s cartoon, the Hurricanes. That's why. That's why none of it would happen.
I think Nicola was trying to agree with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so, but yeah, please try. Vinny is player
manager. Actually, Vinny is manager in the future is just a great shout. I think he'd be an incredible manager. Actually, come to think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ash is also
like that.
But yeah, going back to the Pep thing, yeah, I definitely agree that it, as a neutral in the title race, being an Arsenal fan, obviously we have no invested interest. It's not going to happen. So I enjoy managers like Guardiola and Mourinho because you get to see them week in, week out on the telly, and it's, you know,
it's incredible. Listen, we're absolutely blessed in the Premier League to have what we have.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, any time I watch City and. Or any live game for that matter. I think, you know, we're really blessed to have this in the Premier League because the talent, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how good you have to be to make it at that level.
Yeah.
You know, and to be able to watch that week in, week out, you know, it's great, you know.
Yeah.
And the managers as well. That includes the managers and, you know, everything that comes with it. So, yeah.
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 Definitely.
I'm a massive fan.
It's the same here. Every time I watch a Premiership game, I think how blessed we are to have good senior broadcast journalists at each of the teams.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's it, you know. I mean, just don't know who you are, really. Don't know where you're living, to be fair. Yeah,
exactly.
I completely agree. Another Twitter question from Heath Cram. He said, nice to have you on, Nicola. Serious one first. If Sergio and Jesus are on the pitch at the same time, who will take the penalty?
Oh,
does Sterling? Neither of those. Sterling took the penalty last week, didn't he? Aguero. Yeah. Guardiola wanted him to take it. Wanted Sergio to take it, and he was. Raheem took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But out of those two, as a sort of fantasy football question, who do you reckon? I'd say.
So
Sergio.
It's kind of experience over a young, youthful, fearless. I'm going to say Sergio. Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Listen, I back them both, to be honest, but Sergio, yeah, I think so. But I can imagine Jesus has an incredible career ahead of him. He's class. He is class. Yeah. But yeah, for the moment, Sergio, yeah.
I think so. I'd say the same. If I was going to pick one or the other for my team based on that, who's going to take the penalties, and yeah, it would be him. Should we read? So we have one more Twitter question before we go. We're going to go for Chuck Bailey. And he said, and this is the sort of
the crunch question.
This is the crunch. Hey, look at this. That's a pun because he said, I've asked this so many times, but what's your favourite crisp? Texture and shape are also important factors, including flavour, I find. It's a question that we've asked a lot of guests on the podcast. It used to be, what's your favourite sauce? And Dominic Monaghan had never heard of burger sauce, and it caused quite a big, he's all LA, isn't he? They don't know about burger sauce over there. But yeah, Nicola, what's your favourite crisp?
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
I was thinking about it. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I actually got it wrong. I got my own one wrong.
What do you mean
you got your own one wrong?
You got your own answer wrong. You went Skips and then you went outside and went, I fucking hate Skips.
Oh, Skips was in mind there too.
Yeah, I picked...
Actually, what... Sorry, go.
I was going to say, I picked something when I get discos.
Did you? They're awful. They're probably my least favourite.
Yeah, and then my wife said to me, like, I listened to the podcast. And you've, in the 12 years we've been together, you've never had a packet of those.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah, they're probably not my favourite, then, are they?
Probably not. It's quite, well, it's quite a difficult question, isn't it? You did quite well to answer.
It is tough. It's tough. It is very tough. But I'm going to say, okay, I don't even know if you guys will know these crisps because they're actually Irish. Oh. Do you know Tato? T-A-I-T-O.
I'm very familiar with
them. We're very familiar with Tatos.
Yes.
Are you? Okay.
I was in Dublin and I found it amazing that there was... when you get to the airport in Dublin, there's great big Mr. Tato signs everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Belfast as well. As soon as you come off the flight.
Belfast, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My eldest girl always thinks it's Humpty Dumpty. So, you know, he's going, oh, Humpty Dumpty, mummy. And I'm going, yeah, Mr. Tato.
Don't
but, you know,
potatoes,
the one in the same. One in the same.
Yeah.
But there's a key point here, guys, is that there's Tato Northern Ireland and there's Tato Republic of Ireland.
Ah.
And actually, the Tato in the Republic of Ireland are actually nicer than the Tato in the Northern Ireland,
that's
even
huge.
Though the Tato in Northern Ireland are great too.
That is some of the most in-depth and potentially controversial crisp-related news we've ever had on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Listen, the same applies to Cadbury chocolate. Ask anyone who's from Ireland, North or South. The Cadbury chocolate in the South of Ireland is nicer. I don't know what it is. It's just nicer. So I've just been to the south of Ireland over the weekend and I've stocked up on it.
Really? when they sell it in the shop next to your house for half the price, just probably probably the same.
Exactly. It's just not the same. It's not the same. So, yeah.
The thing. You've had so much in-depth football analysis. You talked about City. You've talked about all that stuff. But what we'll get the tweets about tomorrow is Tato's and Cadbury's chocolate. Definitely.
That's it. That is it. Ask. Amazing. I have a good friend at City, a producer called Lee Jones, and he grew up in Waterford in the south of Ireland. Mm. And, you know, we have this discussion all the time. There's just nothing like the Cadbury chocolate from the south and a golden crisp. If you get a golden crisp, well, then you're just, I mean, that's it. You know, you've hit peak chocolate, really.
I remember someone said that the O in the Yorkie was the best tasting letter. They were like, they put extra ingredients in the O in the Yorkie. That's mental.
What is a what did you call it? A crisper?
Golden crunchy. Was it? Golden crispy?
Golden crisp.
What is it?
It's like a Cadbury's chocolate bar with like little honeycomb pieces in it. But from the south of Ireland.
That's not a crunchy, no?
Yeah. It's incredible. It is literally incredible.
That's blown my mind. This has blown my mind.
Yeah,
we could talk about confectionery all the time. And you know what we usually do?
This is a whole podcast in itself, to be fair.
Yeah, the football content is down at about 8% usually. So you've raised it a bit. So we just need to bring it down with some crisp and chocolate talk. But Nicola, thank you very much for joining us on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
If you're in London around October the 24th, come to the live podcast.
Come to where?
The live podcast. We're doing a live podcast
in London?
Phoenix Artist Club in London.
Soho.
In Soho, yeah.
We're doing
a live podcast October 24th. We'll sort you out, you know, free ticket just for talking about Tatos and stuff.
Oh, no, I'm going to be in Australia.
That's all right. You can talk to Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Is Craig there? Should we meet up with Craig and do one from there?
Do you know what? I think he's actually going to Australia about the week after the live pod.
Yeah.
I'll just miss him.
You'll miss him. That's a shame. Damn it. But, you know, we don't usually miss him. Sod him, he's not here. In Turkmenistan. But yes, Nicola, thank you very much. Let all our lovely followers know where they can get you on Twitter and all that sort of jazz.
Yes, it's at McCarthy_MCFC on Twitter. Instagram, I'm a bit private on Instagram, actually, to be fair, but Twitter's good. And
if you want to be private on Instagram, do not mention it to our followers. They'll have like poems written for you, and like they'll send you photographs of their feet and stuff like that. It's mental. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, to be fair, but I just, yeah, listen, Instagram, I do love Instagram, I have to say. I love a good story, you know. But anyway, yes, so that's all good. LinkedIn, wherever. Listen, I'm there. I'm pretty much, very much omnipresent on the old social platforms. So be good to get in touch with a few people. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you very, very much for coming on and giving us some actual genuine insight for once. And yes, thank you all for listening. And we will be back with part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast in just a minute. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. It's part three. We've just heard from Nicola. She was fantastic.
Very good.
Very, very good. Yes, Nicola McCarthy. Lovely. And we are here to talk about game week six because it's almost upon us. But we did have a couple of emails actually that we didn't read out in the last section from some lovely new people, including we had one from Abdul Al Mamun, who is was like top five in our league,
and isn't he number one in the league?
I've instantly forgotten. But yeah, he asks us a question, but he says,
"Well,
he's emailed it to info@thegaffertapes.com." But he said, "Hey Ash, is Kalajanak a no brainer now considering Arsenal's upcoming fixtures? Regards." Potentially, yeah, I'm quite happy now. I was actually saying this the other day. I'm quite happy that he was my pick. He's my official gaffer pick of the season. And then obviously we started getting thumped by everyone. I started thinking, fucking hell, why the fuck did I pick an Arsenal defender? But, I'm quite happy now. Yeah, I think he's settling in. He likes a goal. Scored a fucking belter, midweek in the Champions League. And, yeah, so. And he's big, strong. He's the official new strong sausage for 2017-18. So, yeah, I like him. But, you know, he's not asking me, mate.
Yeah.
So, I'm just giving him my insight. But, yeah, he doesn't care about me. What are you thinking, mate?
Yeah, I think so. With, sort of got West Brom, Brighton, coming up, Watford.
And that's just off the top of your head.
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's memory.
He's so good for 6 mil, isn't he?
Mm.
He's there. He's Arsenal's second highest scoring player.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
There you go.
Which is crazy.
It's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the thing I like about him is there's not too much of a mega rotation risk. Whereas... No.
Although he doesn't always start. I mean, he gets a decent game, but he doesn't always start.
He missed
anything.
He didn't play against Liverpool.
Mm.
But I thought... I assumed that was because he was injured or something, but I guess not.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Oh, did he not get sent off?
No.
No, okay.
No.
But
he has asked you this question, so I'd like you to answer it, please, Ash.
Yeah. I thought as the Arsenal diehard, definitely not a Tottenham fan,
no.
You could add some extra insight.
Yeah.
I think the advantage of him over a lot of players is I don't really see him as that much of a rotation risk, whereas I really like Danilo, but he plays every other game.
Yeah.
Walker's really expensive. The two Chelsea guys... Fullbacks are good, but they're...
Kayo, I think, is a decent shout now because his price has dropped and he likes a goal. He's back, you know. Yeah. And people will forget about him until he bangs in a goal and they go, oh, shit.
Yeah. Regardless of the goal this week, I think Otamendi's good as well still.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say...
I like it. Well, he's my pick for... I've got to stick by him. He's my pick for the season.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've had a big strong. He's like strong. Do you know what I mean? I keep going on about it, but he's got such a wonderful body. Yeah, no, he's good. I like him. Hope that answers your question, Abdul. We got one from Nicholas Burnley Hall again. He said, "Hi lads, easy question this week. Could Matt Ritchie be this year's bargain midfielder? We actually mentioned that earlier, didn't we? He said quite often they seem to be from a newly promoted team. I'm taking the Charlie Adams and Michus of yesteryear. 5.9 mil. He's on corners, free kicks, penalties, already has 4 assists. And then he says, P.S., I'm not a tit doctor."
Wow. He doesn't say he's not. He just says,
P.S. is not a tit doctor.
So it's other reasons why Matt Ritchie is good.
Yeah. P.S. He's not a tit doctor like me, because I'm a tit doctor. Yeah, I still feel that Nicholas Bernie Hall is a tit doctor. I don't think he's.
He hasn't clarified.
I forgot we'd called him a tit doctor, so I saw it.
No, I don't think we did. I just think we speculated that.
No, because when he said that, I remembered looking at you and miming grabbing breasts. I have that in my mind going, tit doctor, and then me doing that, which I'm doing now.
There must have been
the booby grab.
Let's just assume there was some other intelligent reason.
We talk so much rubbish and hokum, I don't even remember. Yeah, Matt Ritchie, he's looking incredibly good. Like I was saying earlier, the whole thing of maybe taking Dele Alli out so that I've got money to upgrade Gabbiadini to someone actually fucking decent, like even Aguero, I could probably do that. If I take Dele Alli out and Gabbiadini and bring in someone like Ritchie, yeah, I like the idea of Ritchie. I think you've kind of sold it to us more than we've sold it to you, mate.
I think Ritchie or Atsu.
5.9. Yeah, or Atsu, that was it. We're looking at Atsu as well.
I think Atsu maybe he's even better because he's only 5.
Yeah.
Man, that's so cheap.
And you're saving, yeah, do you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm interested in that. But yes, they are your emails. We didn't manage to fit them into section 2, and we didn't fit in a lot of your other questions for Nicola as well. So I do apologise, but we had so many, and we were chatting to her for a very long time. She was brilliant. But yes, it's coming towards us like a very angry bear, probably. It's game week 6. It's coming on. It's Saturday. We don't have an early kickoff, mate, as you like
to call it. We have an early kickoff.
We do, yeah, okay, so we do have an early kickoff this time, but not early day-wise, just early within the hours of the day.
Early kickoff, not early deadline.
Yes, there we go, we've nailed it. It's your boys are on early. It's a little London derby, West Ham, Spurs.
Yeah,
fancy you in that one, no.
I don't know why they always put the game of the week on first.
Yeah, mad, isn't it?
It's funny, actually, every time West Ham play Spurs, they put it on at like, because they're worried about crowd problems.
Oh, that's
like
probably what it is.
9 o'clock Sunday morning or whatever.
The Yid Army versus the fucking ICF, and you're at the front, and you're like, go on!
With the Patrick they call Martini.
Call you the Goblin.
Yeah.
Who's the leader? Who's the leader in the ICF? It's that guy at the back with the hood up, drinking a martini.
got
a backpack full of umbungo. They call him the Warlock. Warlock, yeah, like war.
Oh, nice.
Warlock with like a capital W-A-R. Warlock.
Oh,
and like that's your special move, the Warlock. Like we choke people out. It's the Warlock. Oh, it's the Warlock. I don't know what we're talking about now.
when I'd go to Berlin before West Ham moved,
yeah,
everyone would be in there like drinking and throwing beer or each other, and I'd be like, yeah. They all go, let's go fucking mental. And I'm like, yeah. But could we not just do some banana daiquiris as well, and not throw beer at each other?
It's not beer. No, I don't like beer in my eyes. I've got long hair. It's I don't want. Have you ever seen the Russell Brand thing where he talks about going to West Ham and he gets noticed?
Yeah,
and they all start going, Brandy, give us a song, Brandy. And he's saying that he much prefers. He says he's got more of a sort of Billie Holiday sort of voice, and he wanted to go, we all follow the West Ham, but he had to do the we all. It's really funny, little bit. But yeah. West Ham Spurs, I've got Kane. I'm still tempted to captain him, which is so stupid, is it? Is it stupid?
Get rid against the mighty West Ham.
I can't get rid of. I've made you know, 2 changes already. I made 2 changes. So I'm gonna have to go. Maybe if I am gonna have him, I am gonna stick the armband on him, I think.
Oh, you are meant to.
I know, but then if it works out, it works out.
But whatever, wait till he starts scoring.
Patience of a father, come on. He scored a couple the other day. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I can't get rid of him. And it's the one fixture that really sticks out because I haven't got Aguero.
Oh, that's true. We'll get to.
Burnley Huddersfield, potentially interesting. I still like Wood.
It's weird.
I still love Wood.
So Burnley have been doing really well away from home, not at home. It's been weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember last year, it was like their home form was the thing.
That's right, yeah.
Now it's sort of switched around.
Potentially. But then, I mean, Huddersfield are... I'm not sure. I can see him just getting thumped one week and that being the beginning of the end, maybe.
I think you're forgetting about Super Moy.
Super Moy.
Yeah, no chance. Oh, but then Burnley have got Defoe, so it's the battle of the genius midfielders.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I think there should be a Royal Rumble. They should just, like, let's fuck off the Premiership and just have Moy, Tadic and Defoe.
Yeah.
Just like a little... cage match.
3.
Football cage match.
It's known as a triangle. Match of this 3 of them.
A triangle 5-a-side.
Or a triple threat.
A
Triple threat match.
You know, if you want to know your wrestling terminology.
Yeah.
It's not a Royal Rumble unless there's 30 of them.
Right. So. I'm going to write another letter to the to FIFA.
Okay, another one.
I'll ask if we can just sort the league out in a triple threat match.
Let's do that. Everton, Bournemouth. Everton are in a very bad form, letting in a lot of goals. Bournemouth coming off off a win. Maybe Defoe to run a rampant. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
I think it'll be interesting to see how Bournemouth play this game. Everton have picked up this formation where they're playing four. It's some actual football analysis here.
Okay.
For me. They're playing 4-2-3-1, right?
Okay.
Which I see as a really defensive counter-attacking formation where your front half split from the rest of the team.
Mm.
So, like, Liverpool used to play it and Real Madrid do. So we have big, strong, fast players up front and you can detach and then they sort of play their own little game and counter-attack and then they fall back.
Do they bring their own ball?
No. And then they had to steal it. One of your holding midfielders steals it and gives it to them, right? And they run off with it.
Sorry, I interrupted and made it silly what you were saying. Go on, carry on.
Okay.
Good.
Whereas Everton, the players they've got,
I
don't think they really fit that role because they've got Sigurdsson, Rooney, whoever there, I'm not sure whoever the other midfielder is that plays in those three.
Mm.
But they're all super slow. So now they're playing this weird counter-attack football. So anybody who presses them and pushes them back into their own half, like Man United did, Everton are going to really struggle to counter-attack against them, I think. So Bournemouth might be right because they play possession football. So if they are on the front foot against Everton and push them into their own half, even though they're away, you could see Bournemouth getting a couple of goals and Everton not being able to score. But if they cede pressure to them and get trapped in their own half, they could get done because Everton have got loads of like skillful players.
That is one of the best things I've ever heard of my life. Why couldn't you say that when we were on with Nicola McCarthy? Sounded like we knew what we were talking about rather than talking about crisps and stuff. Brilliant. That's amazing.
So that's my...
Can we just take that little soundbite and sort of, I don't know, send it to someone?
Yeah, interject it at the start.
Yeah, send it to like a scientist or something. Oh, he knows what he's talking about. Lovely. Lovely stuff. City versus Palace. This, for me, is the biggest mismatch of the game week. And as a result, in my secret sausage, get this, ... I'm triple captaining. Aguero. It's on Aguero. Triple captain, as we speak, is on Aguero. In my highly illegal secret sausage, it's for me is the biggest mismatch, and I don't have any City players in my regular team. So as a result, I'm overcompensating in my secret sausage so that I don't feel let down after the game week. Another quite mismatch, I think, potentially is Southampton United. Southampton just can't really hit any form. Haven't been scoring a lot at all. Against a United who are in form and are scoring goals, coming off a 4-0 win. It's the battle for me is the Lukaku or Kane captain. Do you captain Lukaku away to Southampton?
They've
had a couple of clean sheets, Southampton, but they haven't really been playing anyone.
Well, they've not. Southampton are much better defensively than West Ham, aren't they? I mean, they're much more organised and they've got better defenders
than West Ham. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess. But then Man United are better at scoring than Spurs.
Yeah.
So it balances out. So.
I don't know. That's going to be the tough one, isn't it? It's going to be the tap. Yeah, I know. I'd have to take an 8 to get him in.
Oh, yeah. Unless neither I've got rid of Kane.
It's too difficult. No, I'm going to give Kane one more week.
Have you got Klasnić then?
No.
Captain Klasnić at home at West Brom, I don't think it's a bad shot at all.
I don't have him, mate. Can't do it. But, yeah, that's not a bad shout. Maybe that can be your tip for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Stoke, Chelsea. I do have a couple of Chelsea players. That's not a bad one. If you do have the likes of Morata, perhaps. When's Hazard going to get back in? Get you know, decent minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for him to come on in at the weekend. Me and Kidney Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potentially. Massive. As soon as he comes in, as soon as he's back and on form, that's when I'll wild card, I think. That's when it all goes out the window.
So you wouldn't wild card to get Aguero in?
No, because I don't think I need to. I don't think I need to, but Hazard I will.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing, is that if you're like me, want Aguero, but if you've got Lukaku, you could probably still survive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and Lukaku and potentially Kane if he still going.
Yeah.
Swansea-Watford. I don't know. That's 0-0 written all over it again, isn't it? Watford defence, though, I've got old Kiko Firmino.
Oh, yeah. How did he get the
still team? Loving it. Still loving it. He didn't play a single minute, baby. He's injured. Wasn't even on the bench.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So that falls down a little bit. But yeah, he's still there. He'll play. Yeah, potential clean sheet for him. So that's maybe. Yeah. I'm still happy with that. Still happy with that. Leicester-Liverpool. I think this one will be interesting. Leicester at home. Struggling to find form, but playing all right, Leicester. They are playing all right. Whereas Liverpool, so erratic. 1 minute brilliant. 1 minute shite. Their defence is bad. Vardy there. A potential goal or two from him, maybe, because that Liverpool defence is bad.
Oh, it's pretty dodgy, isn't it?
Got Mahrez in his secret sausage. Could be a really, really sort of out there.
I think, yeah.
Captain pick, maybe.
Oh, it's interesting as well, because Vardy is in the same price bracket as Firmino.
Yeah.
They're both relatively...
85.
Yeah, so they're around that now.
Yeah.
So I was going to say swapping Firmino for Vardy wouldn't be the worst thing. And now, but now they're head-to-head, so...
Yeah. Although I don't... Oh, yeah. Yeah, who do you... Yeah, because like I say, Leicester haven't been having great form.
No.
Conceding a lot. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one if you had to pick between the two. I know a lot of people do have the both. I think Vardy's price is set to go up, actually, after he scored again. Then the Sunday game, Brighton-Newcastle. You've picked that out. You think that'll be quite a decent game?
I think
it'll
be a good game, actually.
Yeah. Obviously, two teams that know each other quite well. Oh. It's what's known in wrestling as a grudge match, I would have thought. A bit of history behind it. And then Monday, it's Arsenal-West Brom. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not convinced with Lacazette. I tweeted that from the Gaffer Tapes account after about 5 or 6 pints on the...
Not convinced about Lacazette.
Not convinced with the cassette, I said. And several people agree with me. I'm really not. And I was with Kidney Rob. As I mentioned, name dropping. I was with Kidney Rob. Yeah, I just know him. And he was saying that he thinks Giroud's a better player than Lacazette.
Well, yeah, they only ever score when they bring Giroud on, stop putting the ball up to him.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't put him on earlier. I don't know why they didn't put Sanchez on earlier. Don't know why Chelsea didn't put Hazard on earlier. We were sitting there waiting. We were like two of the best fucking midfielders in the league, just on the bench.
Maybe they just...
And we're sitting here watching a Wobi. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But yeah, your tip for the week, is it going to be Kolasinac in that Monday game? That sounded quite good. It's one of them. If you go back on it and it happens, you're going to sound silly. I think go for it.
Yeah, all right. Kolasinac, I think, yeah.
I think that's a good shout. As I say, I'm triple captain in Aguero in the Palace game. But I won't say that that's going to be my tip of the week. I quite like the Vardy. As I was saying it, I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I think Vardy could score a couple against Liverpool. Liverpool struggling. They're away. They've just come off a really sort of shite game against Burnley. They didn't look great at the back again. Yeah, Vardy's going to be my tip of the week.
Brave.
I like it. I like it.
There were some people I wanted to say. I wish I'd done it before, like 9 hours into the podcast. But
the 9 hour pod.
I don't know if these are new people. Maybe one of them's called Kingsman Sausage.
Right.
And it's Agent Banger. So I'm guessing
Agent Banger. That's probably a secret sausage team.
It's probably a secret sausage team.
Yeah.
Bob Kendall, who I think is a new person, welcome to the league. And Andrew Duckworth.
Yes.
So if you are new people, hello. If you're a secret sausage,
then
Tom say hello. And a special also shout out to Gusto. Of Gusto FC, who is our last ranked player.
Really? Oh, that's why you read them out, because they're right at the bottom.
No, those three are new people joining the league.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
they've not got in yet, so I don't know where they're going to be. But then I scrolled through basically the whole episode find
Is that
Gusto.
Where you acquire at some points?
Yeah, there's a lot of clicking.
We do have a lot of clickage, yeah. Well, I think we've got about 1,700 teams or 1,600 teams in the league now.
No, he's... Yeah.
Yeah. So excellent. Yeah, but you can still join the Gaffer Tapes League with the pin, which is up here somewhere. Yeah, 1072-420, or just go to thegaffertapes.com/join. Join the league, which means you'll know what's going on. Let us know. Email us, info@thegaffertapes.com, or tweet us at thegaffertapes. Let us know what click wanker you are. Tweet us your balls, which is your teams, and the closer you do it away from deadline, the bigger balls you have.
The closer you do it to away from the deadline.
The old away closeness.
Yeah.
And just get in touch, you know. And don't forget, get your bloody tickets to the Gaffer Tapes Live, October 24th, Phoenix Artist Club. Get involved. It's going to be a fantastic evening. There's going to be a lot of people there. Some people you might recognise, some people you might not. And yeah, we're going to do a fantastic...
Craig.
Yeah, yeah. Go, who's this guy? Yeah. So it's going to be a fantastic evening, yes. So please get involved. Ash, do you very quickly want to thank the patrons of the podcast? And what? You usually do at this juncture.
Yeah, so thank you for supporting us. It really does help.
It really does,
yeah. Get us out of our financial problems.
Yeah.
So thank to Pad, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Daniel, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, Gear, Jason, Peter, Henry, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, Dave, and King of the Patrons, Johnny.
Woo!
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much. And you can become a patron of us at patreon.com/thegaffertapes. And they got an exclusive podcast the other day. That's their third exclusive podcast that they've had that only the patrons can listen to.
And
it was about, so I listened to it at work and it was very funny. They all messaged us saying that one of them, Ed, I think it was, he said he nearly got sacked because he was laughing. I don't know what he does as a job. I don't want to know.
Oh, please. Performing
an operation. Oh, an undertaker. Even better. Even better than my suggestion. But yes, thank you very much. Get involved. And yeah, we'll be back next week. So yeah, thank you very much. And goodbye. Game week five. Massive results. And section two, we have a very special guest. We have presenter, broadcaster and journalist Nicola McCarthy of Man City TV.
Yeah.
He's going to be here to talk football, knows a lot more about it than us two.
Certainly.
But then who doesn't? Yeah. So Ash, bing bang boo, Gaffer Tapes, big dog, let's talk some shit. Oh, fucked it. I was struggling. Do you know why? Because I started reading that.
Oh, yeah.